USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Real Clear Politics White House correspondent Phil Wegman asked Biden administration spokesperson Jen Psaki about the El Paso Times updating their reporting that the Border Patrol used whips on Haitian migrants in Texas last week. He asked if that changes anything for the administration that there were no whips.
I don't think anyone could look at those photos and think that was appropriate action or behavior or something that should be accepted within our administration. There's an investigation that's ongoing. We'll let that play out, but our reaction to the photos has not changed.
The White House on Monday warned that the looming government shutdown could hurt the Biden administration's COVID-19 mandates. Congress has until the end of September to pass legislation to avert a shutdown, as Republicans and Democrats have struggled to come to an agreement on a number of measures. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Senator Joe Manchin continued to be evasive about the dollar amount he could support for a budget package as he arrived at the Capitol late Monday for a Democratic leadership meeting in the office of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Answering reporters, he said an economic package by Thursday is a heavy lift.
I'm not in control of the leadership. They're going to set the timetable, you know. There's a lot in that bill, the 3.5, the reconciliation bill, tax codes, climate change, social reforms. There's a lot, and people need to know what's in it. So it's going to take a while.
Manchin added, I'm interested in hearing what everyone has to say about everything. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a measure Monday that makes vote-by-mail permanent in California, coming after the tactic was used in 2020 and was left in place during this month's recall election. The Democrat governor issued a statement as he signed Assembly Bill 37, which now requires the state to send ballots with prepaid return envelopes to all voters in statewide elections as well as local contests. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Dwayne Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman is investigating a tip that alleges Brian Laundrie, the fugitive fiancé of Gabby Petito, went into a Florida campground 75 miles away with his parents in early September, but only two of them were seen leaving.
We had a very good lead come up today that he was down here in this park, not very far away. We checked our lead out. It is confirmed. The parents were down here two times. It was September 1st through the 3rd and September 6th through the 8th. They registered to stay at this park. They were registered, went through the gate. They're on camera. They were here. And they did enter. They did come here.
The tip gives renewed hope that authorities might soon reach a conclusion to what has become a costly weeks-long search for Laundrie and a quest for answers that has extended from coast to coast. On Monday, the Senate met to vote on a continuing resolution advanced by House Democrats to fund the government through December and provide emergency aid for areas affected by Hurricane Ida and Afghan refugees. In a roughly party-line vote, the upper chamber failed to meet the 60-vote threshold to begin debate on the resolution, a move which denied the bill from advancing to a vote. The 49-50 vote came after a tense political situation in Washington for over a month. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.